When I say hallelujah, Christ is risen, what is your response to be?
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Ah, good practice. So here we go. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. What glorious words to hear. What glorious words to cheer. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You know, Easter is all about Jesus, right? Easter is about hope. Easter is about Jesus and his resurrection from death and the grave. Easter is knowing that death on this earth is not the end of life. Your soul, your spirit, was created to, by God, forever, to live forever. The Easter resurrection shatters the power Satan holds on people. The world has tried to cancel Easter and close church doors. Easter cannot be canceled. Some 2,000 years ago, all the forces of hell tried that, and it failed. The forces of evil tried to kill Jesus as an infant. Their plan failed. The same forces of evil used the political power of Rome to crucify Jesus. The forces of evil did not know that their efforts would be foiled by the mighty hand of God. God's plan was to destroy death forever by raising himself from death and the grave. A sealed tomb could not contain the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On this Easter morning, you may feel unsure about your eternal destiny, and your heart is locked in fear. Then hear the truth. Hear the absolute truth your soul longs to hear. Jesus is alive. He has risen from the dead. He is the hope your heart longs to know. We all have friends who may be at this time grieving over a recent loss of a husband or a wife, a child, parent, a friend. Death comes like a ruthless thief, snatching away that treasured presence, leaving only hollow memories in its wake. The sadness of grief casts a spell of loneliness too powerful for spoken words or for shallow songs to break. For those who do not know Jesus, hope is missing. On a Sunday morning 2,000 years ago, the disciples of Jesus were hiding in a locked room. They were without hope. They were afraid to go outside into the streets, afraid to show their faces unless there was a mask to cover their face. The disciples stayed behind closed doors after the death of their rabbi, of course, Jesus Christ. The fear of death that stalked the streets of Jerusalem was too much, and they were afraid. Now, we can understand that fear, but there is nothing like the truth of Easter to bring hope back to life. Easter has its own proclamation. He is not here. He is risen from the dead. And what great news that is, and how we possess it. We dare not allow closed doors to snuff out Easter or our hope or joy. The good news of Easter is not that Jesus lived and died, but he had died on a cross. Died on a cross and rose from death in a resurrected, glorified body on Sunday morning some 2,000 years ago. Without Jesus' death, we have no hope in God's forgiveness. And without Jesus' resurrection, we have no hope of eternal life. The cross and the empty grave remove the wrath of a holy God from the human heart. Easter celebrates God's dramatic rescue operation, giving you and me a righteousness which we could not ourselves earn. Easter enables us to see hope beyond locked doors. When the resurrected Jesus entered the disciples' dark room, their hearts were set free with hope, with the hope of living. When Jesus enters a locked heart, the sun shines bright after the grief of tears at a sealed casket. Because he lives, I and you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. What a grand heritage to possess. We dare not allow Easter to be canceled, nor pass without rejoicing and in declaring our hope. It is Jesus Christ, the miraculously resurrected Son of God, who remains the object of our worship and the subject of our praise. It does not matter if we are in our homes or singing together beneath stained glass windows. Easter cannot be canceled. The men and women who witnessed the death of Jesus, those who wrapped his breathless body with a linen shroud, who rolled the stone to close the entrance to the tomb, knew it was watched and sealed by Roman guards. Everyone knew that Jesus was dead and he was buried. But listen to the words of the angel who spoke to the woman. "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." 12 men testified that they had seen Jesus raised from the dead, and they proclaimed that truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Disciples were beaten, they were tortured, they were stoned, they were thrown in prison. They would not have endured all that if it were not true. Only the resurrected, glorified body of Jesus, risen from the chains of death, can provide eternal peace for your soul. Jesus is the truth, the whole truth, and the only truth. Jesus conquered death and the grave, and all because of his love for us. God has given us eternal life in Jesus Christ, and we proclaim this fact and affirm this fact every Sunday, every Lord's Day when we gather together in this holy house of worship. But today especially, Easter Sunday, we affirm the news of the empty tomb and the promise of eternal life that has been given to us all. And it is not because we deserve it. No way, we're far from it. This wonderful gift of God's grace is given to us simply because he loves us so much. And his love continues to go on and on and on eternally. And it is that kind of love that is revealed to us in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is a love that knows no end. Today, Easter Sunday, is the day we celebrate Christ's victory over death. And he promised he would rise from the tomb, and he did. So when he promises to be with us always, when he promises to be present in the elements of bread and wine, and when he promises to bring us eternal life, we put our trust, hope, and faith in him. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.